Hey, what's up, my network marketing friends? Welcome back to the Network Marketers on Fire podcast. I'm excited today because we're going to talk about how to automate your network marketing business with systems. Do you want to grow and scale your business without calling everyone you know, posting on social media 3 to 5 times a day, spending hours inside Facebook groups, doing presentations every night, trying to inspire team members who aren't doing anything, and all that other old, outdated methods that most people just kinda hate? Do you start fresh every Monday, fail, and then vow to start again with the same old strategy next week? There is a better way, and this podcast will help you have the success you've dreamed of and deserve. My name is Ryan Rock, and you're listening to the Network Marketers on Fire podcast. All right, welcome back again, everybody. So let's dive into how to automate your network marketing business with systems. And there's a couple of things that I want to really, you know, start off with here. The purpose of automating and systems really needs to be focused in on creating as much leverage within your team and your processes so that you can increase the productivity, so you can reduce the time that you spend, you know, with every single individual, yet you're able to help them get maximum, you know, results, maximum productivity, and ultimately to help you achieve your goals and fulfill your dreams, right? But what that all comes down to is you've got to have pieces in place that, which I call them systems. You got to have systems in place to help people kind of systematically go from being brand new to becoming a leader. And that's a process, right? But it also is a process that if you don't have identified on exactly the steps that you want them to take, then they're going to struggle to get there. And that's what happens a lot, is most companies, most people don't have, you know, a plan laid out of exactly what to do and when and how to systematically, again, introduce them to new concepts and new trainings and additional things. So what happens a lot is two things. You'll have a company that says, here's our system, you know, and the system is simply talk to, you know, 15 people, or do a presentation, do 15 presentations a month. That's what I'm trying to say. Do 15 presentations a month, or 20 presentations a month, or 15 a day, or whatever it is they want you to do, right? So their system will be do X many presentations a month, and attend all events, and don't quit. And that's the system. And I just go, that's not a system. Okay, 15 presentations a month. What does a presentation look like? How do I get people to see a presentation? There's so many missing pieces there, right? So what you've got to do is you've got to identify the exact steps that you want somebody to go through from the day that they sign up to what they do that first couple days, that first week, that first couple weeks, that first month, and every step of what they need to do needs to be documented. It needs to be able to be easily shown to them, easily just handed over to them so they can see it or they can read it or they can watch it or whatever, so they know exactly what to do and so they can get results. And that's the key here, is you want your new people to get results. What's the fastest way that you can help them get results? Okay, so once you've identified how you're going to help them get results and you've documented that, that's your onboarding system. Okay, so you get them onboarded, you get them started. That's your onboarding system. Okay, so then within that onboarding system, you've got to identify and start to implement your recruiting system. Okay, so within your recruiting system is the prospecting system. So what do you want them to say to recruit new people? So, you know, what's the invite look like? What does the follow-up to the invite look like? What are they inviting people to? Are you inviting them to a home meeting? Are you inviting them to watch a webinar? Are you inviting them to listen to a call? You know, what does that look like and how do they get people to that? Okay, so that's the invite system. But here's the thing. Don't do what I did and make that too complicated, especially as part of your onboarding system. Okay, so when you are first onboarding and teaching that new person, you want them to basically just have like one or two invites. That's it. You can always add more later, right? Right now, we want something very simple that they will look at it and go, yeah, I can do that. I can invite people like that. So again, you always want people to feel like they can do it. If they feel like they can do it, they will do it. It's a lot better chance that they're going to actually do it and get results, which again is what we are focusing on, right? We want to help those new people get results. So you help them get results by simplifying what you ask them to do. And so we're talking onboarding. We had to give them a simple invite. We can give more complex stuff down the road, right? Right now we got to keep it simple so we can get them into action and get them into results. So then, you know, what do they do? What are they inviting to, right? That's part of your recruiting system. So part of the recruiting system now is are you inviting people to a home meeting, to a one-on-one coffee meeting? Are you inviting them to watch a webinar? Are you inviting them to watch what? What is it that they're going to watch, right? Or see, or how are they going to learn about what you have? That's going to be your recruiting system. Personally, I'm a big fan of, you know, I love live, right? Live is great, but I'm also a really big fan of just push play. Quote, you know, let me say that again. Just push play type videos where they can go and watch it, you know, whenever they have time, the prospect can, and it works for your rep, your distributor, your, you know, business builder to be able to point people to that at any time, okay? So as well as that, it's kind of the opposite of requiring them to do a presentation, right? I don't like asking people to do presentations, especially not in their first week, their first month, whatever. I if somebody wants to, okay, great. Let me teach you how to present, right? But I don't want to scare people away by saying, okay, I'm going to teach you how to present now today, and it's day two or it's day one, right? And all of a sudden they're going, ha, I don't know what to do. I don't want to stand in the front of the room, right? So again, the best way for us to automate our business, the best way for you to automate your business is going to be to implement all these little systems that are going to take them piece by piece by piece through the growth curve, through the, you know, through learning what to do and how to do it and how to have success. So we get into the prospecting and recruiting side of things. Then we get into like I call it a customer retention system. So you've got your new person going, they sign up a new customer, or a new business builder, either way, what do they do now? Okay, that right there is another system. And if you have that in place so they know exactly what to do, it's automating everything so you don't have to be there telling them what to do, right? So as well as it's going to help with your retention, and you can turn those customers into lifetime customers because people are actually checking in with them instead of enrolling them and then never talking to them again, right? So so that a customer retention system does a couple different things. One, it helps your rep to be able to keep that customer around longer. It helps your customer to be happier. It helps you to be able to possibly turn that happy customer into another business builder down the road, right? But, and then again, it also helps your rep who signed them up know exactly what to do instead of kind of going, oh, okay, so I signed somebody up. Now, what do I do? What do I say? I'm not sure, you know, whatever. So you put a customer retention system in place. Then you put in a communication system. So the thing with communication is probably, communication is hard. It's complicated. Here's how I want to say this. Communication is complicated, but it's not hard. And here's the thing is different people absorb information differently, right? They want to get the information differently. They want to be communicated differently. So I, for one, I'm the type of person who likes to read information. A lot of times I would rather read a text than listen to a voice message text or to a voicemail. I hate listening to voicemails. I'm so glad phones these days will like transcribe most voicemails for you so you can read it versus listening to it. That's just me. I would prefer to read than listen, of course, unless I'm driving or depending on what I'm doing, right? Of course, there's always times where it is nice to be able to listen, and I'm recording this podcast for people to be able to listen, right? But a lot of people also read, which is why I also take this podcast and transcribe it, or at least put notes, pretty lengthy notes, on my blog so you can also read, because now I'm hitting both sides of that. Well, the same is true in your team. You're going to have people that if everything you do to teach them is just videos, they might not like watching videos. So you also have to accompany that with text that they can read, you know. The same is true with whether they want to get their messaging through email, whether they want to get it through text message, through Facebook Messenger, in a Facebook group. So you need a communication system set up so that you can make sure that you're communicating with everybody on your team, so they are getting that communication. Because chances are you're going to have people that, if you just have a Facebook group, okay, we'll say that right now you've got a Facebook group for your team and all your communication is done inside that Facebook group. Well, what happens? How are the people that are not big into Facebook or don't even know how to get to the Facebook group, how are they being communicated with? Because chances are, if you're doing everything inside Facebook, they're missing out. They're not seeing that information. So I would encourage you to also, you know, email out communication, email out announcements to people, or send a text message, or have a group chat room, you know, through different apps like GroupMe or WhatsApp, or we just switched over to a new one. Let me look it up here real quick. I want to say it's what's it called? Oh, of course it doesn't have the name. I just pulled it open and it doesn't even have the name listed in there. Tell us something. I don't even remember. Telegram. There we go. So we just switched over to something called Telegram, which I'm really, really, really liking, because I can also, with Telegram, have my group and have a link to my group so that people who want to get messages through Telegram, they just click that link and they're added into the group. It's so much easier than WhatsApp, by the way. Which is what we were on before. But GroupMe is another one, works really well. So you need a communication system that people can decide how they want to get communication, how they want to get announcements. Again, email, Facebook group, a WhatsApp, Telegram, GroupMe type chat room, which can also do broadcasts, a Facebook Messenger, you know, bot type thing, you know, any of those. But I would also say multiples, not just one. So it, just as an example, what for my kids' school district, when they have a day off, right? Like Monday, this coming Monday, they don't have school. Okay. Well, I'm going to get a voicemail. I'm going to get a phone call, which I always just let go to voicemail, but I'm going to get a phone call from the school district saying, you know, with a recording, just saying, hey, the kids don't have school on Monday. I'm going to get a text message from the school district saying no school on Monday. And I'm going to get an email from the school district saying no school on Monday. Why are they doing that three different ways? And I'm sure it's also in newsletters and so on, right? But why are they doing that three different ways? Well, because people don't always check their voicemail, or people don't, you know, people might read a text, but they might not read their email. So again, learn from my school district, my kids' school district, that you've got to communicate multiple ways to make sure people get the message. So that's your communication system. You need a recognition system. You need to be able to make sure that you are recognizing your team, not just for getting results, but also for activity. You know, it's encouraging, and they'll love being, you know, recognized and identified and picked out of the crowd a little bit. You need a lead generation system so that as you grow your business and as you're in the business longer, you have a new way to get people coming to you, right? You need, or just at least a new way for you to be able to have new people to talk to, okay? That's a lead generation system, and I love lead generation systems. Most people don't even know what they are. They don't even talk about it. They're not being taught what a lead generation system is. And the thing is if you don't have a way for you and for your team to generate leads, eventually you're going to run out of people to talk to, and you're probably going to quit. Let's just be real. And if it's not you, it's going to be somebody on your team. If they don't have people to talk to, they're going to go, I can't build this business. I don't have anybody left to talk to. So what am I supposed to do now? And if you don't have something for them to do, they're going to quit. So again, you take all these different pieces here, right? You take all these different pieces. You don't have to put them all in place today, right? I mean, these took me years to kind of put together. And I'm still modifying and updating and tweaking and stuff, right? We're still improving them. Like I said, we just moved over to Telegram the other day from WhatsApp because it's easier for us to be able to get people onboarded, right? When we onboard somebody new, it's easier for us to get them into our Telegram group than what it was to get them into a WhatsApp group. So I would just encourage you to kind of look and identify what are your bottlenecks today in growing your business. What are your bottlenecks today, and how can you improve on that bottleneck? You know, how can you make it easier for people? Because again, when you're thinking automation and how to automate your business, it's not all just online stuff, right? I mean, for example, as part of my onboarding system for my team, we've got, you know, the getting started training is literally a one piece of paper. It's a two-page piece of paper. It's front and back. But that is, now of course they can look at it on a computer too, right? But we can print it off and there you go. And because it's simple, you know, it's not a 15-page or a 30-page or a 60-page how to do this business. It's one page. It's one piece of paper, okay? And because of that, it helps me to be able to automate. It helped me to automate my business because people can easily take that and know what to do, right? So then with that, I've got another piece of paper that's the checklist for the person who enrolled the new person, right? So I've got a checklist for my distributor, my rep, who is enrolling another rep, so that the one that's in the enroller knows what to do. You know, that's part of their process of knowing what to do. Just like how when they're enrolling a customer, they've got a list of what exactly to do with that customer. So again, you put all of these pieces in place and it helps you to automate your business so that it's not reliant on you. One of the other things that I don't necessarily identify it as a complete system, but what I would say is basically a resources area, okay? So, and again, you can use a Facebook group for this. I created units for it, but you need a place to be able to have frequently asked questions and these documents, right? Where it can be organized so that your team members have a place to easily go and point to, or you have an easy place to go and point to, right? So anytime somebody asks me a question, I'm gonna answer it with video and text typically, and I'm gonna post it inside the group, inside of our frequently asked questions. And then anytime somebody else asks that question, we just go and point to it. Yeah, hey, you know, Susie, here's your answer to that question. And anytime somebody else has an answer to that question, you just point them there. Otherwise, what happens? If I just answer it for Susie, and then somebody else asks the question, now I gotta answer it again. And then somebody else asks Susie the question, she goes, oh yeah, I had that same question a while back, and I don't remember exactly how Ryan said it, but it was a really good answer, so let's just talk to Ryan, right? Well, that's a problem because now they're coming back to me again. And I don't want everybody coming back to me all the time because I want to create freedom inside this business, right? I want to create freedom for myself and for my family, not just like the financial freedom, but the time freedom. And if everything is relying on me always answering questions, then I don't have that time freedom, right? So again, that comes down to a resources area where you're answering questions and you put it all together so that anytime somebody has those questions or anytime somebody's just kind of, you know, browsing around, they can be like, oh, you know, I was wondering that the other day too. Maybe they didn't ask the question specifically, but they had the question in the back of their mind and now they can see the answer to it. So anyway, automating your network marketing business really comes down to implementing multiple different systems, okay? That's how you automate it. And now, can you automate different pieces? Can you automate a recruiting system? Yeah, you can. You can automate different parts of it. And we'll dig into that in another episode. But can you automate different individual pieces inside there? Yes. But for you to fully automate just your entire network marketing business, it requires all these different pieces in place, all these different systems in place. And then that's going to allow you to create the leverage that you're looking for and allow you to create that freedom so that you can grow your business and your team can all grow their business without everything being dependent on you. So That is how I automated my network marketing business. And again, it still requires me to do things for my business. This isn't put it on autopilot and never touch it again. That's not the way you build a network marketing team. That's not how you build a network marketing business. So I don't want you to misunderstand what we're talking about here, because there are some people out there, we'll talk about, you know, set it and forget it automation or that kind of stuff. And I'm telling you, if you want to build a long-term business that can truly change your life, that's not the route to go. And chances are that doesn't really work either. Anyway, so it's not set it and forget it. It is putting all the pieces in place to really help people have success without you having to do everything. And that comes down to implementing systems and incorporating systems into your business. So if you want to know more about systems, okay, I've got a free download that is a 57-page how to automate your network marketing business. You can get that off my website, ryanrock.com. It's also on my Facebook profile. I've got it multiple different places. I think I also, I'll tell you what, I'll put a link in the show notes. That way you've got it there. So again, a 57-page document. This thing took me, several days and a lot of hours to write out for you to help you to learn how to automate your business. And I dive into all of those different systems that we talked about. Okay, so there is that. Then I've also got a training, a video training. And again, a lot of my video trainings are not educational with a pitch at the end. Okay, I've got five or six video training that you can, it's called free, but if you're familiar with funnels, it's basically the free plus shipping type of a funnel. I charge $7 is all it is. And that's just to help me cover the digital, I call it a digital processing fee. It's just to help me cover the expense of leaving the training out there and easily accessible for you guys. So, that is at MLMSuccessHacks.com, or you can go ryanrock.com/successhacks. Again, I'll put the link in the show notes for you. If you want to learn more about online lead generation, and we're going to talk more about that here in future episodes as well, but I also have the other thing that you can do here is you can go ryanrock.com, and it's RAAK.com, and there's also a courses button up top. You know, I've got my blog and I've got the podcast, and then there's a courses button up there. If you're ever wondering what training I've put together for people, go ahead and click that courses button and it shows you everything. Okay. So I have what I call leads on demand blueprint, which is another way to help you learn how to generate leads. So, again, we'll dive into that in a future episode, but I wanted to at least make you aware of it. I think that is really all for today. So I want to thank you for listening. Again, you can go to ryanrock.com and then go to courses and see all the different trainings out there. You can go to my Facebook profile, see where the link is to get the automation blueprint. Again, that's a completely free 57-page, it's pretty extensive, document on how to automate your business, where I dig into all these different systems. That is also available on ryanrock.com. But with that, I'm going to sign off here. Thanks again for watching, and I look forward to speaking with you again on the next episode. So thank you for being here. If you got value, please, just let me know. I send me an email saying thank you, support@ryanrock.com. Go to iTunes, give me a rating, give me a review. I totally appreciate that, especially, just to know that we're just getting started, right? So we're just getting started. At least then I know that I'm providing you with value, that I'm helping people out there. So that to me is everything. The reason I'm doing this is to help you have success with your business. So if you can at least return and let me know that, yes, that was beneficial, that was helpful. Also, let me know if there's something specific you want me to answer or talk about in a future episode. So again, support@ryanrock.com. You can go to my Facebook page, you can send me a message. I don't care. You know, I'm totally open. Send me information however it works for you. But I'm more than happy to record future episodes based off of what it is specifically that you want to hear about. So with that, I'm going to sign off and we will talk to you again here on the next episode. All right. Thanks. Take care. Thanks for listening to the Network Marketers on Fire podcast. If you are getting value and enjoy what you're hearing, please give us a review and make sure you subscribe to hear all the latest strategies on how we build our business by blending the best of traditional network marketing strategies with cutting-edge online strategies that actually work. Would you like free training on how to grow your network marketing business? Go to ryanrock.com/NMOF. group to join our Facebook group. And if you want to learn how to implement systems and funnels into your business so you can grow and scale without getting burned out, go to ryanrock.com/success hacks now. Talk to you soon.